And we're live.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. I'm Dr. Alan Weinstein here with my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross. We have actually two new sponsors this week. Our first is Epic Consulting. Make sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. And you can see that on your screen. And then we have Corporate Wellness Day, taking your corporate wellness program to a new level. And then you can see their phone number right there. And, of course, as usual, today's episode is brought to you by Community Wellness Day. Every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. And The System, the official marketing program for healthcare practitioners everywhere, and the VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring your live hangouts just like this one to the desktop, iPhone, and iPad of all those people that have you in their circles. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Randy Ross.
All right, Dr. Allen. Well, today we're going to be talking about, let me bring myself back for a second while you go to the next slide. Let me welcome everyone. Thank you so much for being here. And make sure that you are aware of the comments box below your screen, unless you're watching us through the VIP app. And you can see live links there where in a few minutes, if you'd like to come in and join the conversation, a question, a comment, please feel free to do so. That's the beauty of a Hangout. We have the opportunity to do that. And also let us know where you're hanging out from. Hanging out from the Jersey Shore. Dr. Allen hangs out from the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. And, you know, if you don't want to come in the room but you want to ask a question or you have a comment, please feel free to use those comment boxes, whether you're viewing this on our website, on the Google event page, on our Facebook page. And, oh, let me shut off my VIP app. Just popped up with the event playing live. We don't want to have that sound coming over our sound. That'll be a little distracting. So anyway, let us know where you're hanging out from. Feel free to come into the room and join the conversation. We have some kind of interesting things to talk about today. And today our event is about the psychology behind successful business relationships. And I kind of thought that it was important to bring this out because we get a lot of questions from people that feel like they have the tools. They're really grateful for all the tools that Dr. Allen and I have provided with them over, oh, I guess, close to the better part of a year, but often feel like they have these blocks. So we've been asked to kind of address this as part of the process, because like any good process, if we never get to the point of implementing things, that's always a bit of a challenge. So, Dr. Allen, just put the next slide up, and we're not going to use a lot of slides today. We're just going to pretty much kind of, you know, go back and forth a little bit. But we really feel that the psychology, or I should say the success of this strategy, of this psychological strategy, really has probably more than three applications to it, but, you know, this is what I thought were the ones that were worth mentioning. It's having a plan. Obviously, putting the plan into action, and probably something that people struggle with even more than the action step is not being attached to the outcome, and we'll kind of talk about that, and, you know, we'll see. This might even lead into, you know, a second hangout that kind of really just revolves around that. So when we talk about a plan, I think that, and if this is your first time with us, you know, please feel free to go back and review our other hangouts. You can see them on our YouTube channel. You can see them on our website. And, you know, what we have given you over all these months is a plan, you know, the where you can take these steps that we've given you and the process that we've taught you, and you can create a plan that, you know, applies to you. And whether that's coming up with a plan of, you know, which people you're going to reach out for. You know, maybe it's your mayor, maybe it's your police chief. I always tell people to have a plan in place where it's the person. You can actually just kind of create this on a Google Doc to get yourself organized. Don't be that person that is always organizing and never implementing, but obviously being organized will keep you efficient. So if you, you know, when we're talking about a plan, so if the first thing you do is in this Google Doc is just have the person's name that you're going to contact, and then obviously their contact information and how you plan on reaching out for them. Now, we went over the different ways that you can do that. We talked about calling people. We talked about, I love what I refer to as the pop-in. That's probably one of my favorite things to do, and often one of the most successful, and it's one of those impulsive kind of things that's very spontaneous that gives you really great results. So we talked about that pretty much in detail. And then just, you know, a date that you're going to do this. Now, obviously, reaching out for someone the date you want to do it, they may or may not be available, but it holds you to a plan. And that's what's really important. When we give ourselves a date to do something or complete something, it gives it some teeth and it gives it some life. If Dr. Allen and I are developing a program, which we actually are right now, we're developing an amazing program on Hangouts, we have a date that we know that wants to be completed. If we don't ever have a completion date, it will just go on and on and on and always get pushed to the side as not a priority. So giving yourself that date in the plan is really important. So then all you have to do once you have that format that you follow is simply just duplicate that with other people in your community. You know, you take that same process and you create a plan. That person's name, their information you're going to use to contact them, and a date that you plan on doing that. And when you do this, these dates, if you use a Google Calendar, should wind up on your calendar. Now they're on your daily calendar, so it's something that you know that you need to get done. So that's really the small portion of the planning process. And then when we talk about the action step, now this is the first, you know, Dr. Allen will often challenge me on, you know, what's the roadblocks that people often face in whatever the process is we're talking about, whether it's hosting an event, talking about relationship marketing. Here we're talking about the success psychology of building important business relationships. When we talk about the first roadblock that people often have, it is often that action step. I can get them to build their list. I can get them to put dates. I can get that date to appear on their calendar, but it's that action step of doing it that they go into a little bit of that fear mode, or it's not something that they typically do. They're a little uncomfortable. They start playing the what ifs, meaning what if they say this, what if they say that, and they just get in their own way, and they kind of just psych themselves out of the whole process, which probably 99 out of 100 of the things you're thinking about will never happen. And if they do, you know, I always tell people, be comfortable with not knowing everything. And, you know, Dr. Allen, you probably agree with me. Maybe that's something that comes with a little bit of age and maturity, that you realize it's okay not to know everything. You know, I always embrace not knowing something as an opportunity to learn something, so it never really bothers me. But when I was younger, I remember, you know, first being in practice, and I felt like if a patient asked me something, I was supposed to know every answer. And if I didn't, I was like embarrassed, and I was like mortified, and I'd like want to crawl into a hole. My God, they asked me a question I didn't know. I'm supposed to be an authority. I'm supposed to know everything. And towards the end of the years in my practice, if someone asked me something I didn't know, I would just say, it's a really great question. I'm not sure. I'm going to make some phone calls or do a little research or whatever would be appropriate and say, you know what, when you come in next time, I'll have an answer for you, and we'll both learn something. So be okay with not putting yourself in such a position of fear, feeling that you have to know every possible combination of questions and answers. If someone asks you something that you don't know, you just say, you know what, that's a really good question. I'm not really sure. How about I give you a call back tomorrow, you know, at noon during my lunch hour, and we'll get you that information that you need. And honestly, people actually have a level of respect for you. It shows what some people think is not knowing something, you know, shows a level of, you know, lack of knowledge, lack of information, lack of authority, lack of expertise, when I actually think that people will respect you when you have the ability to admit that you don't know everything and come back to them. See, I also look at it as that's an opportunity for me to connect with someone again. So I actually welcome when someone asks me something I don't know. Matter of fact, I'll even play that game a little bit. Sometimes even if it is something I know, I will say that I don't know, because I use that as an opportunity to schedule another call with them to make that reconnection and continue to build upon this business relationship. So don't put yourself in a position of feeling you have to know everything. No one knows everything. People surround themselves with all different kinds of experts and people that have knowledge that they don't have. And I think that for those of you that feel that way, that you have to know everything, this is actually a good exercise for you to get out there and to, you know, really begin to be comfortable with not knowing everything. You know, also part of the action is to, you know, to make sure that you just, you know what you're looking to do, whether that's I'd like to go to lunch with you, I'd like to take you for coffee, whatever it is, kind of know what the process is that you'd like to follow. Dr. Allen, I hear you unmuted. I hear the kids in the background, so I guess you want
to Well, I was going to say that, number one, I definitely fall into the category of the person that needs to know everything. And if I don't, it drives me totally insane. So even though I will say to somebody, if I don't know at the time what it is, I will make sure that when I get back to them, I really, even though I may not be the one doing it, even though I may not be the one that really has the best grip on it, and that I'm going to, you know, outsource that to somebody else, I will know when I get back to them much, much more in depth about it. And probably I'll wind up knowing more than most people will know, so that I can talk intelligently about it. It's not just finding out some, you know, you don't want to just, you know, if you don't know something, don't get an answer that's very, very superficial, because that's as bad as making believe you know something that you don't. You really want to get an in-depth understanding from whoever you rely on for that, so that or you could next time say to the person, listen, I actually am going to bring on, what I want to do is bring in my partner or my associate or my affiliate or whatever it is who really knows this topic inside and out. So I thought, why don't we set up maybe a three-way call? So it shows you went the extra step, not, you know, the extra step to either learn a lot about it in a short time or bring someone to the table that shows that you'll go the extra mile to show them that you're making sure that they get all their questions answered.
And that's a great point. As much as you can tell that Dr. Allen is the type A personality in our little duo here, even though he feels the need to know everything, he doesn't let it hold him back. So in other words, it's not something that, even though it would probably drive him crazy that he didn't know an answer that someone asked him, he would never let that hold him back from, you know, from moving forward. We don't know everything. Yes, there are people like Dr. Allen in this world who probably know more than most of us, but even now and then we get him stumped. And that's a great point that he makes, that when you don't know something, bringing someone that is an authority on that information into the mix is a really great way to show that you're a great leader. And that's something that people look for in this process. You know, if you think about it, even heads of state, they don't know everything, but they hopefully surround themselves, you know, with people in their cabinet that are an authority on the things that they don't know. So it's a little bit like that strategy. And I often, in aspects where we're talking to people, you know, about ways that they can implement different marketing programs, and when it comes to the real technology end, if I'm talking about the VIP app or something, I have enough general knowledge. But if people will often ask me things that I don't know the answer to, and I will do what Dr. Allen just described. I will set up another meeting or a call where I will bring him on and let that person know, you know, Dr. Allen is the creator of the VIP app, so he can go ahead and address those questions that you had during our last meeting. Dr. Allen?
Yeah, I wanted to jump in and say one more thing about that, which is a strategy that I use and maybe one that will work for other people, and that is I literally set up relationships with people where that I may not have that I'm paying, but I build relationships. For example, I have an entire team of search engine optimization experts. I have an entire team of web developers. I have an entire team of programmers that I don't pay if I'm not using their services, but I've made those contacts so that if anything arises, I don't have to now, you know, scramble, who am I going to find that knows that question, so that when a client comes up that wants to work with me and they're asking for something that may not be my total level of expertise, I have a team I can call up and say, listen, I got a new client and I want to bring you in as, you know, my subcontractors on this client. We're going to have a first meeting on next Wednesday. I need you both to be on that meeting. They already know me. I've already established the relationship. It's not like I'm searching for someone now. And they know that, and of course I know also, they can't always drop everything to get on the call, but I've made those relationships strong enough that they will go out of their way to, you know, support me. And so I could literally, no matter who I'm dealing with, no matter what the situation, no matter what the problem is, I could bring a team of experts literally within, you know, a day's notice to any situation that we're in. So it's good to think of those situations and position yourself where you've already made the connections that you could pull in to what you're doing, so that the situation arises that someone asks you something you don't know, you could say, I actually have an entire team that handles that. Although I won't be able to answer the question myself right now, let's set up a time. I could bring my team in and we could, you know, talk about that. So always have a team available and make sure that you establish your relationships with them so that they could talk favorably of you and you could talk favorably of them.
Yeah, and I'm going to give another example of that really applies, that Dr. Allen's conversation just kind of sparked this thought. Very often with the members we have with Community Wellness Day, especially the ones the first time that they're doing it, as we get them out there in the community and they're starting to talk with people, they'll very often get questions that they don't have the answers to. You know, this is the first time they've done it. They're only at kind of, you know, step A or B in the process, and they don't have all the details and all the information. And what I tell them is, bring me in as the authority. You know, say, that's a really great question. This is the first time I'm hosting this event. Let me set up a call with the CEO of the company, who's my direct coach at headquarters, and let's get those questions answered. And they'll bring me in on either a hangout or some kind of conference call. And people are so impressed that they have brought the founder and CEO of this program, that's an international program, directly to them to answer their questions. You know, it really elevates their credibility in the entire process. So that's where the example that Dr. Allen just said, you know, they use me as their team of experts to come in and answer questions that they might not have the answer to. Now, I could just give them the answer and they could go back and tell whoever that person is, and that works fine too. But, you know, I always tell people, you know, no pun intended, if you have me, use me. You know, that's how you elevate your credibility. And like Dr. Allen just said, that's how you take a process where you might be uncomfortable about knowing something and actually turn it into a positive, that you went the extra mile to bring someone on board to address those questions, and that someone thinks enough of you that they're willing, as the expert, myself in this case, that I'm willing to take the time to come on a call or a hangout or wherever it might be of how we're communicating. And that really elevates your credibility in the process. You know, it's people are impressed with who you know. So when you can bring people of knowledge and expertise and authority into your conversation, you've just taken something where someone might view it as a negative, you not knowing something, and you turn it around into a positive. And I'm just going to say one more thing on what Dr. Allen said as far as having your team in place. You know, sometimes you can say that you have someone that will answer that question, and you go find someone to now be a part of your team, because people sometimes ask you things that you don't have team members for all the time. So, you know, it's a delicate little dance that's often done between faking it till you make it and understanding when it's the right time to bring someone in. Dr. Allen?
Yeah, I wanted to add something about that, especially for those small business healthcare professionals that are watching this either live or watching this in the replay, and that is you should always have a team. Let's say you're whatever kind of physician you are, you might have a unique specialty, whatever that is. You could be a cardiologist, a neurologist, a chiropractor, a pediatrician, doesn't matter what it is, but you need to have a team of other healthcare professionals that you work with. One, it's good to be able to refer someone that you know is going to keep you in the loop. So if you have a patient, let's say you're a chiropractor and you need to send somebody out for a cardio exam, an EKG, whatever it is, an echocardiogram, doesn't matter. You don't want to send them to somebody that you don't know, and this way they don't keep you in the loop, and they might even tell the patient not to work with you if you don't know what their style is. And so you ultimately want to have your own stable of those healthcare professionals, and it gives you an opportunity to take a platform even like this, and you could say, well, let's see, I have a cardiologist I work with, I'm a chiropractor, I have a dentist, whatever, I have someone that's a nutritionist, I might have someone that is in the fitness world, whatever it is, and you could put together a once-a-month wellness hangout like this. And the beauty of that is that not only do you invite your own patients, but now you have four other players that invite their patients, so you're literally multiplying yourself five times, and now you're able to be on a hangout like this as an expert in front of their patients. They get to know you. So building a team to be able to accomplish these things is very, very important, and you should start doing that now, whether it's in the corporate wellness game, whether it's in, you know, dealing with patients in your community. It doesn't matter. All of those things are important, and you should have a team always around so that you know that you're, you know, part of that team, they know you're part of the team, and you work together and you develop a referral situation.
Well, that's a great point, Dr. Allen. It always amazes me sometimes where these conversations go. They got them a little bit flexible, and I'm not real rigid with our agenda for the day, because I would really be thrown quite often, but I think that that's an excellent point. And it always really amazes me and surprises me, which I don't know why it surprises me after all this time, but that when I when we work with either through Community Wellness Day or the other programs we have with a lot of health professionals, when they don't have relationships with many other types of providers in their community, that it just always really surprises me, because you know, sometimes people say, well, they're not going to refer to me or this or that. Well, you know, first of all, you never know. Again, you can't be going for that, you know, instant gratification of building a relationship with someone and then deciding, well, the first month I knew them, I didn't get a referral, so it's not worth my time. But like Dr. Allen said, when you can bring together this community of health experts, you know, that's really powerful, and that's when also you can do something that we kind of referred to, and I might be using it in the wrong, you know, context, but I think it applies here. It's borrowed authority, because if you have your local cardiologist who's inviting all of the people within their database, which I'm sure most of them are patients, to a hangout that you're hosting on, you know, some type of health issue in your community, and various other professionals are, well, now everyone that's coming to that hangout, if they obviously respect the opinion of their cardiologist, they now view you're instantly an expert, because your cardiologist invited them to an event that you're a part of, that you're, if you want to use the word, panelist on. And that's something that's very, very powerful, that kind of borrowed authority. And you can really connect and communicate with people that you will never reach any other way. So, and I'm not sure, I know Dr. Allen just put it up there, and I don't know if I used the word right, but I think that it applies. You know, and the beauty of all this is, and this is something else I never understand, this is all free, and you can all work together and support each other. And, you know, even though, you know, at one time, you know, certain specialties within the medical profession really were never viewed as, you know, a need to do this, you have to understand everybody's doing this stuff now. You know, whether it's hangouts or webinars or conference calls or whatever it is, I mean, those things are a little antiquated if you're understanding how technology works, but you know, something's better than nothing, and I can guarantee you this. the health provider that you couldn't really get a relationship going with by following some of the steps that we taught you. You do a year's worth of hangouts with them, even if it's once a month. And I can tell you, they're going to have a newfound respect for you. You're going to be really, it's really the epitome of what we've been talking about with initiating, cultivating, sustaining relationships. You've spent the last year creating a health information program together for your community. And that's very powerful. And if someone's going to stay on a program with you for a year, like Dr. Allen said, you do them once a month, you know, you're going to have a level of rapport that you're not going to create another way. And I really think that a lot of people need to look at this. I think it's going to improve anyone standing in the community. I don't care, you know, what kind of provider you are. You can do this with people outside of the healthcare profession as well. And you get that same sense of borrowed authority and being able to reach people that those people know. And, you know, that's actually something that we can show you if anyone was interested, how you get other people to invite people, how they can have their own VIP app, how we can show them how to use Facebook. We can really, show you all these details. But even if you embark on this process on your own, you'll find that many people today are very interested, especially when it comes to Hangouts. They're very intrigued. Some of them are using them. Some of them are not. I can tell you that hospitals and insurance companies and, you know, people are doing this all over. You could have a panel of local community health providers that, you know, are a standard part of this process and this Hangout that you do. And then here's another suggestion. You bring some other kind of guest panelist in once a month that might be from a neighboring town. Well, it doesn't mean that people can't travel. You really get an opportunity to take your action step, right? Because we're talking about the psychology of success. You all have to get on board with technology. I don't care if you're 25 or 65. You need to understand that this is where business lives and this is where business will continue to grow. So don't let this be the thing that keeps you from taking that action step, because you're going to miss lots of great opportunities for you to reach people that you don't know. And the bottom line is there are people out there that need your help, whatever your specialty is. And if they don't know you, and they don't know who you are, and they don't know you exist, they don't know you can help them. This is a total new way of delivering health and wellness to any given community, no matter where you are. Dr. Allen, I'm not sure what you're showing us. Maybe you want to tell me what that is?
I do, because you mentioned about using technology, and this is a study that was recently released. It's called Gauging Viewership Trends in Live Online Video Business Communications, March 25th, 2014. And it shows that executives of U.S. companies, for those of us of you that are actually in the U.S., shows that executives of businesses, 59% still prefer video to be the way that they want to be communicated with and learned from. And the next one down the line is people that connect via LinkedIn profile, only 32%. Invited others to connect, 32%. Established a LinkedIn profile, 31%. Participated in a video call via Skype, 29%. The point of it being that you need to make videos as a way to communicate, because most business corporations, chief executive officers, and the heads of those companies are going to do a search for a live online video of you. So if you're doing live events such as this one, it gives them an ability to find those events publicly and be able to seek your services. So it's really imperative in 2014 that you know how to use these technologies.
Hey, Dr. Allen, when do you think we'll actually see Google Hangouts on that little bar graph?
Well, right now, the only live Hangouts, the only live online videos are pretty much Google Hangouts. Okay. So that's how that wound up. That's why I pulled that, because that pretty much either YouTube live events or Google Hangouts are really the only live online ones. However, because you can see Video call via Skype is only 29%. So really, they really were talking about the Google Hangout piece or the YouTube live events.
Okay, thank you for pointing that out. I didn't realize that the way it was worded.
Yeah, they weren't specific. And this is from, let's see who did this, Ustream and Wayne House Research.
Okay. All right, well, you know what? We are running out of time a little bit. So I think we'll finish this up. This will become a two-parter next week. And next week, let me tell you, the last thing on the list that I made, which is about not being attached to the outcome, is a huge, huge learning experience for many people. And I find this one of the biggest obstacles. And so what we'll do is we'll come back next week. And, well, we'll be back next week, as always, and we'll make sure we're going to talk about all about outcomes and really how the psychology of not being attached to an outcome, because when you are, it's often going to get in your way either of having any kind of completion or having any kind of success, or actually it's going to often limit the success because your eye's not on the right thing. So that's something that you'll often run into. Well, I am Dr. Randy, and I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Allen to close out our show. As always, if anyone's interested in any of our programs, just go ahead and reach out for me. We'll spend some time together and see which one best helps you reach your business goals. Dr. Allen?
Yep. Okay. You've been listening to Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. Today's episode is brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be, and Corporate Wellness Day, taking your corporate wellness program to a new level, and as usual, Community Wellness Day. Every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day and The System, the official marketing program of healthcare practitioners everywhere, and the VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring your live Google Hangouts, just like this one, to the desktop, iPhone, and iPad of all those people that have you in their circles. I'm Dr. Allen Weinstein. On behalf of myself and my partner, Dr. Randy Ross, we look forward to speaking with you next time.
See you next week, everyone.